Praise the Lord. We have come to our study of lesson number 13 in the book of James. And today we are going to look into James chapter 5. We will start with verse number 7 to verse number 12. Verse number 7 to verse number 12. As James is trying to conclude his epistle, this is how he starts these verses. Verse number 7 says, "Therefore be patient, brethren, until the coming of the Lord. See how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth, waiting patiently for it until it receives the early and latter rain. You also be patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is at hand. Do not grumble against one another, brethren, lest you be condemned. Behold, the judge is standing at the door. My brethren, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord as an example of suffering and patience. Indeed, we count them blessed who endure. You have heard of the perseverance of Job and seen the end intended by the Lord, that the Lord is very compassionate and merciful. But above all, my brethren, do not swear, either by heaven or by earth or with any other oath. But let your yes be yes, and your no, no, lest you fall into judgment." So, the lesson that we are going to look into from these verses is, give a supernatural response. Give a supernatural response. When Jesus Christ started his teaching that we now famously know as the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus was trying to advocate that he was fulfilling the law and the prophets, and especially the Ten Commandments, as Jesus took each of the verses of the Ten Commandments and said that this was written, but this is what I say to you. And for everything, for each of the commandments, like you shall not murder, you shall not commit adultery, Jesus started with saying, "But I say unto you." And then he brings to a level which is much more higher than what the original commandment stood for. Jesus was basically telling us as his disciples that we need to give a supernatural response. And that is the reason why Jesus must have said, if someone strikes you on one cheek, you show him the other one also. And not that you strike him back two times, but you show him the other cheek. So, as we understand the teachings of Jesus, he was all along advocating that we need to give a supernatural response when somebody is hurting us or somebody is troubling us. It is very natural to fight back. That is what it is there in our blood. And when we fight back, it helps us where we want to go. It also helps to protect our interests and defend our territory. But that's not the approach that God wants us to take. And so we need to respond correctly when we are being wronged by somebody else. So we need to give a supernatural response. Now, what is a supernatural response that James is talking about? For that, if you can turn to the first epistle of Peter, chapter 2, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 18 to 20, we can see a glimpse of what Peter is also mentioning, that we should give a supernatural response. In verse number 18 of chapter 2, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse number 18 to 20, it reads like this: "Servants, be submissive to your masters with all fear, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the harsh. For this is commendable, if because of conscience towards God, one endures grief, suffering wrongly. For what credit is it if you are beaten for your faults and you take it patiently? But when you do good and suffer, if you take it patiently, this is commendable before God. So the key of what Peter was saying is that when we are doing good to others and we suffer as a result of doing good, and if we are taking whatever is coming to us with patience, that is truly commendable to God. So we have to respond in a supernatural way, and God is pleased. What it says is that we can find favor with God. The word favor means charis or grace. So what God wants us to do is patiently endure, which is beyond a human response that we can give out. So the quality of our lives and the way we respond has to be aligned to the goal that we start doing right when we are being wronged by others. Now, as we look into this this passage here, one of the things we understand is that James, the first thing is that this is addressed to the brethren. This is how James starts. Therefore, be patient, brethren. It's addressed to the believer. Actually, there are four times that it is addressed to the believers. In verse number 7, verse number 9, verse number 10, and verse number 12. And all the four times, James is saying, brethren, brethren, four times. So, it is addressed to the believers. And what James is talking about is that our lives have to be connected back to God. Number two, these six verses that we have in our for our meditation today is directly connected with the previous six verses, which means that this is the supernatural reaction that we should show towards people who are rich outside but not rich inside. And what James is trying to do is give us advice on how to live in this intolerable condition. Now, in this passage of the six verses, James gives out four commands, two positive and two negative commands, which means one, do this right now, and the negative command is don't do it. So we need to understand that. And then to do that, to bring that four commands, James is bringing out four illustrations which are very pertinent to the commandments that he is speaking about. So let's look at the four different ways, the four ways how we can respond supernaturally. Number one, James says, be patient. We need to cultivate patience. Verse number 7 says, therefore, be patient, brethren, until the coming of the Lord. Now, the patience gives us a concept of long-suffering. And what we understand is that patience is the first response of love that we show to other people. Because love is patient. 1 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 4. Love suffers long. So, when we actually love others, the quality that should come out from our life is actually patience. We need to be patient towards people who are not in the same speed as we are. We need to be patient. Also, those who are hurting us, we need to suffer long on their behalf. Number two, we also understand that patience is essential to learn, because the first necessity of learning is to be patient. When we are irritable, when we are impatient, we never learn the lessons that God has for us. How does James illustrate this quality? In verse number 7 and 8, James is bringing out the illustration of a farmer who is actually waiting for the fruit from the earth. And and the fruit will not come to him unless the ground and the plant receives the early and the latter rain. So in the similar manner, what James says, that we also need to be patient. Just like the soil is prepared, the seed is sown, and then slowly the seed starts growing. In the similar way, just like a farmer is patient, we also need to be patient. We cannot just hurry God's plan. So the number one is that we need to be patient. Number two, we read in verse number 8, is that establish your heart or strengthen your heart. The second thing we need to do is to strengthen our hearts. You know, even when we are not fighting back in retaliation, instead of just drenching ourselves in self-pity, what we need to do is to strengthen our hearts and let God support our heart and help us during that situation. Psalms 55 and verse number 22 says that cast your burden upon the Lord, for he shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. In 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 7, it says that casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. We need to cast our care upon the Lord, because our Lord is going to be then caring for us. One of the ways that we can strengthen our hearts or establish our hearts is by thinking about the 50-20 principle. Now, what is the 50-20 principle? It has come from Genesis chapter 50 verse 20, where we read about the story of Joseph. And verse number 20 is something that Joseph spoke to his brothers at the end with a rear view view. This is what Joseph said: as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good. So how do we strengthen our hearts? We do it by realizing that even though things are against us for evil, but God is going to ultimately turn it for good. And that is called the 50-20 principle. So we accept God as our teacher and understand that the current predicament or the problem is something that God allowed somebody to bring it to us. So we need to just strengthen and wait and rest on the Lord. The third thing that we are reading is do not complain. You know, when things happen, one of the ways that we immediately start doing is complain. James says, do not complain against one another, so that you should not be judged, because the judge is standing at the door. You know, we need to understand that we should not express that attitude of bearing a grudge or bitterness, because we have the judge, who is Jesus Christ, who is standing at the door, at the very close way. And now James uses kind of two illustrations to show this. First, he takes our attention to the Old Testament, and in verse number James chapter 5 verse 10 and 11, he tells us to look at the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord as an example of suffering and patience, and we count them blessed who endured. So they endured, they faced, and we read the way they endured in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 33. It says that they conquered kingdoms, performed acts of righteousness, obtained promises. But at the same time, when we read in verse number 35 onwards, that others were tortured, experienced mockings, scourgings, yes, also chains and imprisonment. They were so stoned, they were sawn in two, they were tempted, they were also put to death with the sword. So, we need to take the Old Testament prophets as our example, and we should not complain. Look at the case of Job, the second example that is James is providing, that we should understand the endurance of Job, because he has seen the outcome of what God can do. And God is very compassionate and merciful. So, the patience of Job, we see that even though that patience is displayed, but basically it was a passionate kind of a patience. I mean, he was resenting what was coming to him, but then through it all, he never lost his faith in God. And he said, "I know my Redeemer lives." Job chapter 19 verse 25. So, we have to look at his submission. We have to look at how he struggled and questioned and sometimes even defied. But the flame of his faith was never realized. We need to have that kind of a passive patience that Job had. And we read ultimately what happened to Job, that God blessed him, blessed his endings rather than the beginnings. And we also need to do that. Lastly, the fourth thing that James is telling us, do not swear. So, do not complain, now do not swear. In verse number 12, we read, "But above all, my brethren, do not swear, either by heaven or by earth or with any other oath. But let your yes be yes and your no, no, lest you fall into temptations." So, we need to understand that we cannot swear. We are trying to grasp something to support what we are saying, but God does not want us to swear. Rather, we need to be very plain in the way we speak, and we should stop appearing to be super spiritual and endure the trains, endure all the trials of humility and simplicity. So as we recap, as we close this lesson, let us again think about the four things that James is telling here. There are four different items, the responses that we need to give to others. Number one, be patient. Number two, strengthen your hearts or establish your heart. Number three, do not complain. And number four, do not swear. So we need to also understand that we should avoid appearing super spiritual and endure trials with humility and simplicity. As we wrap this up, this is very important for us to follow. And so let us make a decision that anytime we have problems, somebody treats us lightly or puts us down, instead of reacting in the literal way, what we need to do is be patient. That is the first thing that we have to learn, is we have to be patient, strengthen our hearts, we should not complain, and we should not swear. I hope that this lesson has been a blessing to you. And as we continue, we are almost going towards the end of the book of James, and I hope that you will be listening to the other lessons as well. May God richly bless you.